This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia Sunday launched a drone attack on Ukraine's capital for the first time in 12 days. AP correspondent Karen Chamas tells us more.
Kyiv authorities confirmed that all of the Iranian-made Shahed exploding drones were detected and shot down. In addition to the city itself, the surrounding Kyiv region was targeted. Ukraine's Air Force said that across the country, 8 Shaheds and 3 caliber cruise missiles were launched by the Russians. Further south, a teenage boy was wounded in overnight shelling of Ukraine's partially occupied southern Kherson province. The child was wounded when the Russian army shelled the village of Milove on the banks of the Dnieper River in the Berislav district. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian news outlets are reporting that a social media troll factory owned by Yevgeny Prigozhin, the Russian mercenary leader, used to allegedly influence public opinion in the United States and other countries, has been disbanded. This follows the stunning mutiny by Prigozhin and his Wagner Group fighters in Russia last month. Details from Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda.
The Kommersant, a Russian newspaper, is also reporting that the government's communications watchdog is blocking media outlets linked to Prigozhin without elaborating. On Saturday, Reuters cameras spotted Wagner logos being removed from its corporate offices in St. Petersburg. The building was raided by authorities during the mutiny. It was opened only last year and dubbed a military technology center.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Clashes between Sudan's army and paramilitary rapid support forces intensified Sunday as the war in the country's capital and western regions entered its 12th week. And this is with no attempts in sight to bring a peaceful end to the conflict. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The grandmother of the teenager shot dead by police during a traffic stop in a Paris suburb said Sunday that she wanted the nationwide rioting triggered by his killing to end after a fifth night of unrest. She said the rioters were using the 17-year-old's death last Tuesday as an excuse to cause havoc and that the family watched and wanted calm. Asked about a crowdfunding campaign that had received pledges of more than 670,000 euros or about 731,000 U.S. for the police officer charged with voluntary homicide over the shooting, she said, "My heart aches." There's another big change for Twitter, leading to numerous complaints, and it has affected those who like to view hundreds of tweets online. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Owner Elon Musk invoked a new policy that limited the number of tweets people can view each day to 600. The limit is 6,000 for paying subscribers. Musk called it a temporary measure because of so much data being, quote, pillaged from the site. He thinks it's to train artificial intelligence systems like ChatGPT. Because there was so much backlash from those who got locked out, Musk says he's upping the number of views a day to 1,000 for regular users and 10,000 for those with verified accounts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Police are asking for tips about a mass shooting in the U.S. city of Baltimore in the eastern city, I should say the eastern state of Maryland, neighboring Washington, D.C., that left two people dead and 28 wounded. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
It happened at a block party in the Brooklyn Homes neighborhood, says Acting Police Commissioner Richard Worley.
Our detectives are currently working an extensive crime scene.
An 18-year-old woman and a 20-year-old man were killed.
Our hearts and prayers are going out to the families.
Audio courtesy WMAR. Laquelle Nelson says she heard the gunshots, saw people running.
One girl, the one who was shot several places.
So she drove her to the hospital.
She was screaming and it was hurting her so bad.
I'm Julie Walker.
Kenyan President William Ruto announced Sunday the lifting of a near six-year ban on logging despite the concerns of environmental campaigners. He said the move was long overdue and was aimed at creating jobs and opening up sectors of the economy that rely on forest products. He said, "We cannot have mature trees rotting in forests while locals suffer due to lack of timber. That's foolishness." He said this at a church service in the town of about 200 kilometers northwest of the capital, Nairobi. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.